Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, that's TatumLLC.com, right?
TatumLLC.com, T-A-T-U-M.
And remind the audience what you guys do.
And what we do, we're an outsourced provider of chief financial officers and chief information officers, and we do projects for small and medium-sized businesses that take the load off of the senior management, so that mm-hmm. so they can focus on what they need to do, and we do the projects that help them get where they need to go.
A lot of businesses don't need a CFO or a CIO 24/7, 5 days a week, whatever, 40 hours a week. They just need that kind of brain power until they get a little bit bigger. They need it maybe a day or two, and that's what you guys mm-hmm. do. It's like a CFO for rent kind of thing.
Exactly, and it's some of it's part-time, and some of it you need it for a while, but not forever. Like we do interim, and we also do relatively permanent.
So check them out at TatumLLC.com. Sam, the survey, the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions on the employment, I always like to keep it for last because it's such a big topic right now.
Yeah.
The numbers are they still got green arrows, so what does this mean?
Well, it's a green arrow up. The past 30 days was pretty good. We added to employment from our survey. It looks like employment got a little better, not skyrocketing, just a little, and mainly through fewer layoffs or fewer terminations, let's say. Mm-hmm. The number of new people hired was not great, but in our survey, but the decline in the number of people terminated or laid off dropped significantly, and that makes for better employment conditions.
Right.
And then looking out 60 days, it's about flat. Jim, as you know, this whole recovery period has been so frustratingly slow mm-hmm. in employment gains. If our economy is growing at, let's say, 3%, or 2% real with some inflation, but say 3%, and our productivity is gaining by 2 or 3%, where's the employment opportunity? It happened, and also the mix is changing. Mm-hmm. And so it's so important for individuals who are finding themselves without something to do right now to retrain, reinvent themselves, and get on with something that has a more positive future, even if it means relocating to an area of the country where things are doing better.
We're in the most unique time in the history of mankind, Sam, where the industrial age, there are people alive today, some of them are working, you're still young enough to be working, who started their career in the industrial age, and then during their career, the world changed to the digital age, and now we're in the information age.
Yeah.
And so those jobs can make a transition from one age to the next, like from industrial to digital.
Yeah.
And you and I know people who did that, but they can't make the quantum leap to information.
No, it's difficult. It's more brainy. It requires a different kind of skill set. Who would have thought when I was in high school, you could take typing, but who would have thought we would spend as much time as we do typing on our computers?
Right.
So now that's what we do, and it's just more brainy, less drawn.
And Sam, if you remember, we had a jobless recovery in 2003. And that was when we went from the industrial age, so to speak, to we really officially the digital age hit us around that time. Now with the information age, this is why this unemployment situation has become so stubborn. But you talked about the using your brain more in typing more in our jobs. I think I may have told you that I talked to a paper mill plant manager, and I said, "How many of your employees use a computer in their job?" He said 100%.
There you go.
100% for a paper mill. This is a coarse paper mill, not fine paper like writing paper. This is paper towels and things like that. 100% computer.
Well,
how about that? It's
a different world. We need to reinvent ourselves every few years anyway.
Everybody has to do that. Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Great. Okay. Pleasure
Sam
to be with
Norwood,
you.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.